thanks for having us here today. I've lived a pretty colorful life, and God's done a lot of great things in my life. Didn't start off so easy, but He saved me, so this is my story. I picked Matthew 11:28, and Jesus said, "Come to me, who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest." Starting off as a child, the house at home was rough, but it also made me rebellious. I didn't like authority. I left home at age 12. At the time, I was still going to school, but I would stay with a friend for 2 or 3 days, then go to another friend, until finally their parents kind of got a hold of it, and I eventually went to the streets. So living on the streets as a kid, you know, 13, 14 years old, I stole whatever I could get my hands on to sell and get food, either get a motel room for a night or two or something just to get by. As time progressed, I went from stealing small stuff to big things. I would steal vehicles, tractors, whatever, because I could get a lot of money out of it, and I could be set for, you know, a month or so. When I was 16, and one night I got 13 counts of third-degree burglary. I had a warehouse, and I was running a chop shop, and they found 13 stolen cars in it. I was 16. Luckily, I was underage, and the felonies didn't count, follow me through my adult life. They had a thing called Youthful Offenders Program. I had to go through a bunch of classes. I had a lengthy probation. But I was thinking, if I keep going down this road, I'm going to be sitting in prison for a long time. I was still on the streets, still on my own. Some older people that I knew was selling drugs. They turned me on to that, and my thoughts were less risk, more money. But unfortunately, the drug scene took me down to a very dark place. Living on the streets, selling drugs at a young age, everybody's out for theirs, and everybody wants what you got. They looked at me like an easy target. I had to grow up fast on the streets. I was street smart, but they looked at me as a kid, so I've been jumped, beaten almost to death. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I don't know. A normal person would have found a way to get out, but that's the only thing I knew. So I just kept going in it. Eventually, I started doing the drugs that I was selling. Cocaine, meth. There was only like 2 or 3 family members that I could count on. I mean, they would never take me in, but if things got bad, if I went to them and say, "Hey, I need this or that," they would help me. But once they seen that I was on drugs and selling them, and the people that I was hanging around with, they didn't want me around, so they basically told me not to come around, which I don't blame them. In the drug scene, there's a lot of ups and downs. One minute you might have a few thousand dollars in your pocket, the next minute you ain't got $2 to buy a bologna sandwich. Honestly, there's more down times than there are good. It's just the good times, when they do come, you just hang on to those for whatever reason. This whole process went on for 3 or 4 years. I was in and out of jail every week, bought and out of jail. I acquired quite a few court fines. I'd be in and out of jail, but then I wouldn't make it to my court date, so I had warrants for my arrest. I was bouncing around and around, running from the cops. It basically wore me down. I mean, I was just a kid, teenager, broke, alone. There was a... I remember the night before I got shot. I was in an abandoned drug house. There was no electric, no water. I was all alone. I didn't have any money. I hadn't ate for days. I went to the gas station, stole a pack of cigarettes and a can of soup. That was the only thing I was able to get out of there with. I remember coming back to that house. I couldn't find anything. It was dark. I found a screwdriver. I couldn't get that dang can open. I fought it for 2 hours. I finally gave up. My spirit was broken. I remember just breaking down to God, and I said, please forgive me, and please get me out of this. The next day, I mean, every day was a struggle. You're on the streets, you ain't got any money, you ain't ate. So you get out there and hustle, you try to find a way to make some money, put some stomach or food in your stomach, get some drugs. The next day, opportunity came. Some people wanted some drugs, and I knew who had it. We all went back to that drug house, and in the result of it, I got shot in the chest. Bullet went in my spine. Everybody left me. So there I am, laying on dirty floor, abandoned house, bleeding out, gasping for air. Last thing I remember was crying to God. Please don't let me go out like this. I died right there on the floor. I drowned all my own blood because my lungs were full of blood. Luckily, it was a drug house, so people was coming looking for drugs. They found me there dead. They called the paramedics. Paramedics came, drained my lungs, and shocked me back to life. A week later, I got pneumonia, and I died 2 more times. The lack of oxygen in my brain left me in a coma. The doctors didn't know if I was going to be a vegetable because I went so long with no oxygen, they didn't know if I was going to even make it. 6 months later, I finally came to. I opened my eyes and my family was standing around my bed. Being on the streets for so long, not having anybody, just having to fend for myself. And my family surrounding me, I felt loved again. I knew it was gonna be all right. God had answered my prayer. They told me I was going to be paralyzed. I didn't care. God had taken me out of the hell that I was living in, and sitting in a chair ain't nothing. You'll never see me complaining about being in this wheelchair, because it's a small price to pay to be out of that life. So I get out of the hospital. Something new was inside of me. I couldn't explain it. There was love, there was peace inside of my heart. I just couldn't explain it. Granted, I still had a lot of issues from the life that I lived, but I knew God was with me. Every morning I wake up and I thank you. I thank him for rescuing me. I thank him for a new day. And I thank him for all his blessings. My faith walk has been rocky, but thankfully his grace and patience and love has gradually matured me. I started going to church and would go stretches of doing good on the straight and narrow. But then I would went from drugs to drinking because drinking was legal. Everybody was doing it. The drinking was gradual, but I was still young in my faith, and what I learned was I would either think I've been going to church for 8 months doing the right thing, I'm strong enough, if I go have a drink here, it's not going to be all right, I'll still stay on the path. Well, I was young and naive in my faith, and I would crash and burn. But thankfully, he was there to pick me back up and get me back on track. Another mistake that I would make is thinking that I'm strong in my faith and I've arrived and I can take a break from worshiping and seeking him every day, and I would crash and burn again. I've learned that we've never arrived. Until our last breath, he's still molding us. He's still maturing us. And we always got to keep reaching for him. At first, there was a couple big issues from my past that was keeping me in the drinking, keeping me from moving forward. The biggest one was learning to forgive myself for all the things that I did, the things that I seen. I know that God's word says that come to him and he'll forgive you. I just couldn't understand or wrap my head around the person that I used to be and the things that I did, the things that I seen. People shouldn't have to experience, but I couldn't understand how or why you would forgive me. I prayed and prayed over it. And finally, he put a calmness over me, and I learned to, I haven't forgotten about the past, but I know I've forgiven myself, and I know that he's forgiven me. And that was huge. Another one was I would blame my parents, people of my younger years, for the path that I got sent down. And God laid on my heart that, now I just forgive you for everything you just did. You got to forgive them for what they did to you. So me and my mom and my father, they're not together, but we had two very raw, intense conversations. And we forgave each other and began to build a relationship. One of the great things that happened was they were seeing what God was doing in my life, how he changed me, and both of them gave their life to Jesus. So, whatever happened in the past, whatever we had to go through to get them to give their life to Christ, it was all worth it. So, we don't have the normal father-parent relationship, but what we have is there's forgiveness, there's love. We don't look in the past, we just look to the future and build from that. And also, God also laid on my heart that I was old enough to not be blaming. I was old enough to be responsible for my own actions, the way I was living my life, and it was nobody else's fault but mine. So I learned a lot from that. And like I say, each step of my life so far, it's been a learning process, and I'm very thankful. About 4 years ago, things were good, involved with the church. And sometimes life just happens. You get spun around. In 1 month, I lost two uncles and three dear friends. It was just one after the other, and spiritually I got spun around. The hurt, the sorrow. I started drinking again. I'd go to church maybe once or twice a month. I wasn't drinking crazy. Maybe after work, go have a couple beers with the friends. But I knew I wasn't where I was wanting to be. I didn't know how to get back. So it was like 2 weeks in a row. Every day I kept praying, God, put me back on your rock. Put me where I need to be. Well, I've learned, beware of your prayers, because he answers them in ways that sometimes you don't expect. So one Friday, went out for some drinks with some friends. I got an OWI, or DWI. So not only did they arrest me, sat in jail, and I'm sitting around looking at this, and Jesus was showing me what he took me out of. I hadn't been to jail in 18 years. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just, he's opening my eyes. So I go before the judge. He's like, you lose your license for a year, $10,000 fine, probation. I hit rock bottom. Not only did I have to go back to the church, talk to my pastor and ask why I'm not driving and can I get some rides to church because I lost my license. Thankfully, they embraced me and they helped me through it supportingly. They'd come get me for Bible study on Wednesday nights, come and get me on Sundays. So no driving for a year. It was winter time. I was working, getting rides to work, going to church, but other than that, I was staying at home a lot. I picked up the Bible and I read it, and I started reading it. I ended up finishing it in 90 days, about 15 chapters a day. It's one thing to read a passage here and here, but to read it in a short time, front to back, kind of puts everything in perspective. Opened my eyes, and I was still hungry for more. So I went to my pastor, and I was like, so now what? He's like, well, there's college classes for be minister. Takes about 2 years. And I was like, well, I'll try a couple classes. Well, 2 years later, I finished all the classes and did my internship, and here I am. So I'm 41 years old, and I know I'm still going to have some ups and downs. I mean, that's life. But what I've learned so far is that we all fall short. But God's grace, through God's grace, we are saved. We are to give all of our pain, just life. You know, when I lost my friends, my family, I should have just continually gave it to him. I shouldn't have been trying to carry it around. Maybe then I wouldn't have crashed and burned. But God's grace holds us up, and we learn. One thing I've learned about God is that life is full of storms. Either we're heading into one, we're smack in the middle, or we're coming out with the sun on our face. But as long as we're hanging on to him, he'll get us through it. We'll be stronger and more mature for it. I think James 1, Scripture 2 says the best. I looked through 5 different Bibles last night, but the NIV I like the best. It says, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. I like that. Finally, we as Christians and the church should be stepping out to reach the lost. The world is changing faster and faster these days, and there are so many lost out there. It's not us to bring them to Jesus, but it's up to us to plant the seeds and let Jesus do his work. Sometimes that takes us to get out of our comfort zone, go have a conversation with somebody we don't even know, someone we wouldn't even think about talking to. There's so many people out there that in their circles, nobody goes to church, but they got this hunger inside. They'd like to go to church. They'd like to know about Jesus. They'd like to step into a church, but they don't know anybody. They're intimidated. So just a simple conversation and say, here, I go to a great church, and there's an extra seat there Sunday if you would like to come sit with me. And, you know, just something like that. Because there are a lot of people out there that they need Jesus. And then when them people come, we as a church embrace them, love on them like Jesus would. And, you know, let them know that this is a place where they belong. But that is about all I've got, though. But I want to thank you guys for listening to me today and having me in the church.